إلا الله ما لنا رب سوى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين، أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. We first offer our condolences to Imam Mahdi أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف and Lady Ma'souma for the sad demise anniversary of Imam Baqir عليه السلام. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us among His true followers and enable us to benefit from the vast knowledge which is available in the teachings of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. This is our second session on Quranic perspective on the concept of Islam. As you remember, we said the term Islam and its derivatives have been used in the Quran in many, many places. They are not always used in the same sense. There are different ways in which the term Islam has been used, and inshallah I will mention three of them gradually. Last session, we had some gap because I was away. We started reflecting on one of the important passages in the Quran about the term Islam. From Surah Baqarah, we started from the verse 125 or 126 about Prophet Ibrahim and Prophet Ismail and the fact that they were raising the walls of Kaaba, and then the prayer that they had at that time. And alhamdulillah, we managed to mention that prayer. Then in the verse 130, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. This is very important. It's beginning of introducing the concept of Islam in a general way. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِهَ نَفْسَهِ وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. So far we had few points about the Prophet Ibrahim. One was that he was able to pass all the tests successfully, so he was appointed as an imam. Then he was given the task of cleaning and purifying the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, building the house, and then the prayer that he had. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Ibrahim alayhi salam is not just a person, he's not even just a prophet, because there have been many, many prophets, but not everyone was the founder of a tradition. Ibrahim is the founder of a tradition, of a religion, which is the religion of all the prophets to come after him. Ibrahim is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this historical role of showing humanity the right way of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, serving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and securing happiness in this world and the hereafter for the person and for the society. This is Millat Ibrahim. This is the path of Ibrahim. This is the tradition of Ibrahim. This is the religion of Ibrahim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if someone knows what has Ibrahim practiced and offered, then would not be able to replace it with anything else. One must be not wise, must be not rational to replace that with anything else. One must fool himself to replace it with something else. وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. As you know, in Arabic, we have raghiba fi and raghiba an. When someone shows interest in something, we say raghiba fi. But when someone doesn't show interest, doesn't show attention, we say raghiba an. And raghiba an is like zahida fi. Zahida fi and raghiba an are the same. Everyone who doesn't show respect, doesn't show attention, doesn't have high regard, anyone who turns away from the path of Ibrahim, safaha nafsa. He has been irrational, he has fooled himself, he has acted unwisely. Why? For two reasons. Ibrahim is the role model in dunya, and Ibrahim is a symbol of an icon of success in the hereafter. وَلَقَدْ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا. He has been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. To be chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that then he can be also chosen by people as role model. So he is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has passed all the tests. He has all the requirements for being a leader, being a role model, being a good example. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Also in the hereafter he has very high position. In the hereafter he is one of the righteous people. As you know, we have four categories for people who are in very high level. We have Nabiyeen, we have Shuhada, we have Siddiqeen and Salihin. And Nabiyeen and Shuhada are more depending on the function of the person, but perhaps Siddiqeen and Salihin are more about the character of the person. And these four can overlap. We can have someone who is Nabi, at the same time is a witness and is a righteous person and is truthful, like Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim was a Nabi. He was also a witness for his ummah, his nation. He was also Siddiq. He was also Salih. So he had all the four. But here Allah says, إِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Here I have a question. Why Allah says, إِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ? Why He specifically mentions فِي الْآخِرَةِ? Shouldn't we be salih in dunya? It is in dunya that we do the righteous deeds and then we reach the level of ourselves being salih. Because I think you can say there are at least two major levels. One is those who do righteous deeds, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and then those who themselves become salih. As-salihin are those who have done so much of righteous deeds and have so much of good qualities that they themselves have become salih. It's not just amilu salihat. Amilu salihat is a lower level, but then you go and you yourself become salih. On the other hand, we have people who do bad actions, amilu sayyat, but also we have people who are themselves wicked. They have done so much bad that they have become wicked. إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٌ. Or they are fasiq, they are fajr, and so on and so forth. So one level refers to the actions, another level refers to the character of the person. But this character for sure has to be achieved in dunya. It is in dunya that you can become salih. Yeah, if someone in dunya is not salih, so it's very difficult. Of course, I'm not saying it's impossible, because for some reasons, maybe someone dies in the way that he can be promoted like a martyrs. But normally, to be able to be included among salihin, you have to achieve it in dunya. But Allah says, وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. So perhaps the reason is this, that although he was in dunya one of the salihin, but to be in dunya one of the salihin, is not the main thing. The main thing is to be resurrected in the hereafter as one of the Salihin. For two reasons. One is that because in dunya, when we say someone is Salih or not Salih, it's a matter of our judgment and a matter of comparison. So sometimes we say this person is Salih because we compare him to other people in his age and say this person is a good person. But if someone in the hereafter, on the day of judgment, when everything is according to 100% truth, according to clarity, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's judgment and standards, if someone in the hereafter is resurrected as Salih, it means that he is Salih full stop. He's Salih in complete sense. His Salih has reached the level that Allah has approved first. Second, he is still Salih even if we compare it to all humanity who are resurrected. Because all humanity are there, it's not a matter of comparison with few people or few millions of people, it's a matter of comparing maybe with thousands of billions of people. And this is also not going to change. Maybe someone is today Salih, but tomorrow maybe, God forbid, he deviates. So, إِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. It doesn't mean that in dunya he was not Salih, but it means that this continued and developed into the level that even in the hereafter he is considered and recognized as Salih. So in the sight of the people and also in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, now if you have someone like Ibrahim that Allah has chosen him in dunya and in the hereafter he's also one of the Salihin, why then you should hesitate to follow him? Why you should not pay attention to his teachings? It doesn't make sense. Therefore Allah says, وَمَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِحَ نَفْسَهُ. This is not a matter of haram. This is a matter of not being rational. You know, if someone doesn't follow any religion, perhaps this is not haram. In a legal sense, this is not religious hurma, this is not haram shari, this is haram aqli. If someone doesn't believe in Islam, doesn't believe in God, doesn't inquire, this is haram aqli, which is more severe than haram shari. Is it clear? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in particular, He wants us to think about this moment. Of course, this moment was repeating in the life of Ibrahim again and again. إِذْ غَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ غَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Maybe Allah said this once, but this is not something which is said once and you say yes and it's finished. This is something that has to go on throughout your life. All the time, you have to be submissive to Allah. See how beautifully Allah is bringing the concept of Islam. First talks about Ibrahim. Then Ibrahim and Ismail prayed, please raise a messenger from my progeny for them. Then Allah says, Millata Ibrahim. Then Allah says, I told him, Aslam. Then he comes to Islam. So Allah is preparing the mind so that then he says, what is Islam? إِذْ غَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ. His Lord told him, Aslam. This is very far-reaching concept, Aslam. Allah didn't say Salli or Aqim al-Salat or Aat al-Zakah. No. is something more underlying. Aslim. Be submissive. Submit yourself, which means submit your will, your mind, your heart, everything to the truth. You know, Ibrahim was also Hanif. Hanif is the one who goes towards the truth, turns away from batil, from falsehood, and goes towards the truth. So Allah said, O Ibrahim, I want you to be submissive to the truth. I want you to comply with the truth. And of course, Allah Himself is the truth. ذَلَكَ بَأَنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الْحَقِّ. So Allah said, أَسْلِمْ, submit yourself to the truth, to me. قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He said, I submit myself to Allah, I submit myself to the truth, because He is not only my Lord, as قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ, but He says, this is رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So how can I be different from the whole world and whole universe? Everything in this world is submissive to Allah. أَسْلَمَ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. I just doubted. Everything, everyone in this world is submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Ibrahim said, I have to be one of them. When all the stars, planets, trees, animals, insects, non-living beings, everyone is submissive to Allah, why we human beings should hesitate to be submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah has given us the freedom to choose. But at the same time, He says, I expect you to be like others. So, إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلَمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He didn't say, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّي. He said, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is the Lord of the whole world. All the intelligent beings, all the non-intelligent beings, everything is under His Lordship. So the most natural thing for me is to submit myself to His will. The most natural, the most rational, the most wise thing is this. Now, if someone does anything other than what Ibrahim did, safiha nafsahu. مَنْ يَرْغَبُ عَنْ مِلَّةِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِلَّا مَنْ سَفِحَ نَفْسَهُ. Why? Because Ibrahim does something which is rational. He says, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. So anyone who disobeys Allah, he is acting unwisely, is jahalah, is ignorance. Ignorance not in the sense of not knowing, in the sense of not acting rationally. But Ibrahim alayhi salam was also concerned about his progeny. As a father, you are responsible for your children, not only one generation, all the generations to come, as we said last week, last session. We said one of the characteristics of Ibrahim was he was very concerned about his zurriya. We gave few examples. One sign of his concern was he wanted to make sure that his children also would follow the same path. وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ. Ibrahim alayhi salam enjoined his sons, his children, to follow the same path. Perhaps this pronoun how refers to millah. Millat Ibrahim. وَصَّى بِهَا. To the same millah, to the same path, which is the path of submission. So Ibrahim said to his children, I have submitted myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I also want you to do the same. Because I want you also to act rationally, wisely. وَيَعْقُوب. Prophet Ya'qub alayhi salam also did the same. Why Allah doesn't mention the direct sons of Ibrahim alayhi salam? It's a question. Because perhaps the first thing was to say, Ibrahim said this to his sons, Ismail and Ishaq. Ismail and Ishaq said this to their sons. And then Ya'qub, who is the son of Ishaq, said this to his children. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jumps from Ibrahim, goes to Ya'qub. He doesn't mention Ismail and Ishaq. Why? Perhaps because Ishaq is a turning point. Sorry, Ya'qub is a turning point. Because Ya'qub is Israel. And Bani Israel are the children of Ya'qub. And to make the point at which we will make inshallah later, and that is to invite the people of the book to Islam of Ibrahim, to the path of Ibrahim, we need to focus on Ya'qub. Because they all say we come from Ya'qub. We are all from Jacob. We are children of Ya'qub. So Allah says, Ya'qub also said to all his 12 sons that you should be submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's a turning point. وَيَعْقُوب يَا بَنِيَّ. So, وَسَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيَّ. This is one sentence. ويعقوب يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين. Ya'qub's sentence is brought with more details. In the case of Ibrahim, Allah just says ووصى بها إبراهيم بني. But إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين seems to be only said by Ya'qub. He said to his children, to all his 12 sons, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ. Allah has chosen for you the religion. الدين. What is that religion? That is Millat Ibrahim. So Allah has chosen for you the path of Ibrahim, which is submission to Allah. لا فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. So you must not die unless you are submissive. This is the religion of Ibrahim. It's very beautiful. لا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون can be interpreted in two ways. One is لا تموتن unless you have kept Islam, means you die as a Muslim. You are a Muslim and you must keep it till you die. لا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Because the most important moment is the moment of death. If someone for hundreds of years has been Muslim, has been a believer in God, then shortly before he dies, he loses Iman. Then all those years are finished. If someone was not Muslim, was not submissive to God, was not a believer, but just before he dies, he genuinely believes, then that's okay. So Ya'qub alayhi salam says, La tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. So according to the first interpretation, it means that make sure that you keep it till you die. You must make sure that you die with this submission to the truth. But another interpretation is to say, لا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون means do not die unless you achieve this submission. This is not something that you can achieve it in a day or two. Even someone like Ibrahim alayhi salam, after many tests, reached the level of Islam. إِذْغَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلَمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِ. It's not that from the first day he was in this position. So Prophet Ya'qub said to his sons, you have a limited time. Few years, few months, few days, we don't know. But try hard that before you die, you achieve this Islam. Not just as embracing a religion by declaring few words, rather by achieving that submission, which is a lifelong effort, lifelong struggle. La tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Did you understand the difference between the two interpretations? So one is to keep your Islam till you die. The second is, before you die, make sure that you achieve this submission, not just a matter of religion, as a character. And then Allah says, أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتِ. Again, this confirms the point that I said, that Allah gives a special attention to Ya'qub, because the connection that he has with the Jews and the Christians, they are all children of Ya'qub, they are all Bani Israel. Because even you know that Prophet Isa alayhi salam was a Jew, was from Bani Israel. So Allah says, were you present when Ya'qub said this? You were not present, so you cannot deny it. Am kuntum shuhada? Did you witness the time that Ya'qub alayhi salam was dying? The time of death, which is after the previous sentence. When he was living, when he was in normal life, he said, La tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. But even before, shortly before his death and departure from this world, he asked his sons, إِذْ غَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. Perhaps this was a test. All my life I was telling you to follow the path of Ibrahim, to submit yourself to Allah. Now before his death, he says, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. He wants to ask them to see what have they achieved. What are you going to worship me or serve me after me? مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ إِلَهَكَ وَإِلَهَ آبَائِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَائِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. Perfect answer. At least in what they said, it was perfect. Whether they really practice this, it's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the answer is perfect. Na'budu ilahaka. We serve your Lord. Means the one that you were serving. Not any idol. Not any human being. The Lord of Ya'qub. And the Lord of your fathers, Ibrahim, Ismail, and Ishaq. Ibrahim was grandfather, Ishaq was father of Ya'qub, Ismail was uncle. But in Islam, sometimes in the Quran, uncle is considered as father. And this is the example of Prophet Ibrahim and Azar also. That Azar was his uncle, but it says Abi. So they said, we follow, we serve your Lord, which is the Lord of your fathers, Ibrahim, Ismail, wa Ishaq, ilahan wahida. He's one Lord, one God. No multiplicity. Wa nahnu lahu muslimun. But it's not just a matter of worshipping. It's a matter of submitting ourselves to Him. We submit ourselves to that Lord. Once we had discussion with some of brothers, and some of them are here. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much blessed Bani Israel? Even Allah says, فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. And one of the points that I mentioned was that perhaps because Bani Israel were a nation which were founded by the great prophets And from the day one, it was founded on Tawheed. We don't have such a nation, perhaps, as far as we know, other than Bani Israel, that they all go back to great prophets and they were all monotheist. Gradually, problems happened, but the basis, the foundation is based on taqwa, is based on tawheed, on purity. Now, imagine how honorable it is and how much Allah has had favor upon them. The father, the grandfather, the uncle, and the grand-grandfather, all are prophets. Elahaka wa Elaha Abaika Ibrahim wa Ismail wa Ishaq. If your father was a prophet, your uncle was a prophet, your grandfather was a prophet, it's a great, you know, favor, a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, it brings also expectations. The last verse, Tilka ummatun qad khalat. What is important is that we don't want just to mention some history. It's not just, Quran is not a book of history, in the sense that you just read something about the past which is irrelevant to your life. When Quran brings history, when Quran mentions previous generations, previous nations, previous figures, it's all because of the relevance that they have to our life. Their personal side is finished. Tilka ummatun qad khalat. They have gone. Laha ma kasabat wa lakum ma kasabtum. You are not going to be asked about what they have done. They are responsible and they will enjoy what they have done. You are going to be responsible and you will enjoy what you are doing. وَلَا تُسْأَلُونَ عَمَّا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. You are not going to be asked and questioned about what they were doing. What is important is to take lesson from their life and apply to your life. If I say, I am very lucky and fortunate because my father or grandfather was Ismail or Ishaq or Ya'qub, this is not enough. You are not successful, you are not able to say, I have achieved salvation because my father or grandfather was a prophet. Yes, if you follow them, take them as role models, take them as example, then you are very lucky. Because you have followed someone that you have different types of affinities with that person. Blood relation, faith relation. It's very important. But just to say, my father or grandfather was a prophet and you are not following him, it's not any privilege. So, تِلْكَ أُمَّةٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَلَكُمْ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ. We don't want to judge. We don't want just to say that everything is okay for us because they were okay. You are not going to be asked about what they have done. They are not going to answer about what you have been doing. Everything is based on your performance. Then, inshallah, next session, we will start from this verse. وَقَالُوا كُونُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى تَهْتَدُوا. This is the beginning of problem. Millat Ibrahim, which Ibrahim also advised his children. And Ya'qub advised his children was to be submissive to Allah. It had no other name. Then afterwards, people started giving it name. You have to become a Jew or a Christian. Otherwise, you are not saved. Allah says, no. Again, we have to go back to Millat Ibrahim. وَقَالُوا كُونُوا هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارَى تَهْتَدُوا قُلْ بَلْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. And inshallah, I want to also argue, I hope you would also find it acceptable, that in Islam also we are supposed to do the same thing. Any representation of Islam which makes Islam a religion which is new and different from path of Ibrahim also would be wrong. Islam is not Muhammadan religion as they called it in medieval ages. You know, some people to attack Islam, they used to call Muhammadan religion. It's not any new religion. We don't give it any name. We give it the name of Islam because we want to restore the original name that Ibrahim gave to this religion. So, what is your religion? Our religion is the religion of Ibrahim. And you don't know how much strength you gain if you introduce Islam as religion of Ibrahim for inviting other faith communities towards the same truth. If I say you come to Islam as a new and last religion, then they say, why we should come to you? But we say, no, let's all of us go back to our origin. Let us all, Jews, Christians, and Muslims, we go back to our origin, which is the religion of Ibrahim. And try to be more submissive to Allah. Then it changes the whole situation. Inshallah, we'll talk about it later. May Allah guide us, inshallah, to understand the Quran and implement the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to achieve this great gift of submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the truth. May Allah enable us to follow the path of Ibrahim and Ismail and Ishaq and all the great prophets, especially the Prophet of Islam and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. May Allah protect us and our families and community from anything which is bad and dislike. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help our brothers and sisters who are in the holy Mecca and all the holy sites there, inshallah, to perform a Hajj which is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is blessed, pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is inshallah blessed. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable them to return to their families, inshallah, safe and sound with light of Hajj, inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.